Good morning. Yesterday I briefly mentioned that the type of meditation practice we're doing here is known as insight meditation or vipassana. And that insight or clear seeing arises out of mindfulness, which is the ability to be present with our experience as it's happening moment to moment without getting caught in reactivity to it. Now I want to highlight that last piece about not getting caught in reactivity to our experience, because in English the word mindfulness is a noun, so it can sound like a thing we have to get, a static state to be achieved. But mindfulness is actually much more dynamic than that, and it's more a way of relating to our experience, bringing an attitude of kind curiosity, of warmth and interest to it, to whatever is happening in our experience without taking it personally. Which again sounds very simple, but in actual practice can be surprisingly hard. So in the Satipatthana Sutta, the four establishments of mindfulness, we have a gradual path of training which supports this non-personal relationship to experience. And it starts with the body, because the body is relatively simple. Unlike the mind, unlike thoughts, unlike our mental activity, our physical sensations happen more slowly, so they're usually a bit easier to bring awareness to. But having said that, in our dominant Western mainstream culture, we tend to completely ignore the body and privilege the mind, privilege the intellect. So most of us tend to pay far more attention to our mental activity than to what's going on in our bodies. And as a result, most of us need quite a bit of training to be able to bring mindfulness to the body. And as it says in the Satipatthana Sutta, to know the body within the body, to know the body in the body. What does that mean? It means knowing our experience very directly and immediately, instead of through our usual habit of conceptualizing it. So with the body, we're invited to bring awareness to all the different physical sensations that are happening throughout the body, simply knowing them as a flow of experiences, such as heaviness or lightness, pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibrating, aching, warmth, coolness, itching, hardness, softness, burning, blankness, numbness, and so on. So you might get the sense that this is a kind of a body literacy training. Most of us are not used to being able to articulate the nuances of our experience in that way. And it's quite different from our usual habit of thinking of our bodies more conceptually or more visually. So when I ask you to be aware of your body, in the beginning most of us have a sense of almost like looking at our bodies from the outside and having an image of ourselves sitting here. And then we also tend to overlay a sort of an anatomical construct or over the top of that experience. So for example, if I ask you to bring awareness to your hand right now, if your eyes are closed and you just bring awareness to your right hand, do you actually know fingers? Do you actually know palm or back of hand? More likely what you actually know is very subtle sensations of tingling or an energetic flow or perhaps some prickling or warmth or coolness. Is that true? And yet most of the time we're overlaying our experience with concepts such as hand, body, and so on. So mindfulness of the body is about cultivating this relationship to our experience, and particularly an aspect of that relationship known as bare awareness or bare attention, which means staying with the immediacy of the physical sensations and not adding our usual habitual mental reactions to that experience. This is really a key aspect of insight practice. In the classical progress of insight, the first insight is being able to distinguish between experiences in the body and mental reactions in the mind. And one particular type of mental reaction that we really want to pay attention to is the tendency to take our experiences personally, to identify them, to believe them as me, as mine, as who I am. For example, if I recognize perhaps some kind of pain in the hand, unless I have some training in mindfulness, the tendency would be to go into overdrive and tell stories about that pain as an unconscious way of trying to get rid of it. So here's an example based loosely on my own experience of being on retreat and not having very strong mindfulness. Oh, my hand really hurts again. You know, it's because I had to use that non-ergonomic mouse for all those years. I could end up with carpal tunnel surgery because of this. Who's going to pay for surgery? I should have sued that HR person because they never got round to doing what they did. They said they were going to assess my workstation. It never happened. I've seen those ads on TV for injury lawyers, and they always seem to win. And usually it ends up with a client lying on a beach somewhere. I've always wanted to go to Fiji, but my friend said Rarotonga's not so touristy. I wonder which is the best Pacific island to go on holiday. I wish I hadn't handed in my phone, because then I'd be able to do some research. So you recognize that tendency of taking the immediacy of experience and just running with it. And that was a relatively innocuous example. But more commonly, what that does is, one, it takes us away from that direct knowing, but it tends to pull us unconsciously into all kinds of unskillful, afflictive mental states that actually compound stress, distress, suffering. So in the Buddha's teachings, there are three core afflictive mental energies, greed, hatred, and delusion, that keep us spinning, keep us lost, keep us disconnected from reality, and compound our suffering. So the further we get from the immediacy of experience, the more at risk we are of ending up spinning out in these afflictive energies. Fortunately, the opposite is also true. The closer we can stay with the immediacy of our experience, the more we are strengthening skillful, beneficial mind states, such as curiosity, kindness, interest, patience, openness, perseverance, tranquility, steadiness, calm, acceptance, and so on, to name just a few. So this whole training, this whole process starts with mindfulness of the body. And over the last couple of days, we've been practicing mindfulness of the body in terms of the breath, starting quite simply by just establishing the awareness on the experience of each in-breath and each out-breath. And we'll start that way again in this morning's meditation. And we do that to help steady the awareness, to help cultivate some stability of mindfulness. And then when the mindfulness has a bit more stability, we can start to sort of zoom in to the details of the breath, to notice a little more closely physical sensations such as tingling and pressure and warmth and coolness and moisture and expansion and so on. This knowing or noting shouldn't involve too much thinking. It's a very simple, light recognition. So if you find yourself getting caught in wondering, was that tingling or was that vibrating? What's the difference between pressure and hardness? I'm just not getting it. If you find mental activity starting to creep in, then just drop that attempt to know experience more in more detail and come back to the simple rhythm of the breath. Just let the mindfulness stabilize there again. And then if, when you feel ready, you might just reconnect with some of the details. So that's an overview of what we'll be doing in the next meditation session.